Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
20 to 6 is the time. More on the breaking news this hour on the Jeffrey Epstein case. LBC's US correspondent is Simon Mark. Simon, what more have you learnt in the last few minutes?
Well, Tom, I think it's becoming increasingly clear that this is a move by the US attorney Jeffrey Berman in the Southern District of New York, up in Manhattan, to pile pressure on Prince Andrew and the Duke of York's legal team, because we now know that at this appearance in front of Jeffrey Epstein's front door, obviously, by design, he wanted to do this in a pretty dramatic location, right in front of the disgraced and now deceased financier's mansion in New York City. The U.S. attorney Jeffrey Berman has disclosed that not only has the FBI reached out to Prince Andrew to try and secure an interview with him about the nature of his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein, but that he has in fact received, in Jeffrey Berman's words, zero cooperation from the Duke of York or his lawyers. Absolutely no response to the request that was furnished, we don't know exactly when, and that request for Prince Andrew to make good on the promise that he made in that infamous television interview in which he said that he would be willing to speak to any appropriate investigating authorities. Well, the appropriate investigating authority is clearly the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York, which is ploughing ahead with its investigation of Jeffrey Epstein, even though he himself is no longer on the scene, having died, hanged himself in jail in New York late last year. But that investigation is gathering pace, and I suppose in many ways this is the clearest indication of the gathering pace of that investigation that we have yet seen. An attempt, a determined attempt, it would seem, on the part of the FBI to speak to Prince Andrew. Zero cooperation offered in return. Things have the potential now to get very complicated, not just for the Duke, but for Buckingham Palace.
Quite.
And also for investigators in New York who still want to talk to him.
We'll wait to see what the palace has to say. It just never stops for the royal family at the moment, does it? Let's move on, Simon, to issues surrounding the president, because it seems that hell hath no fury than a former Trump advisor scorned. What more do we know about what John Bolton has been saying?
Absolutely. The story that I thought I was going to be bringing you today. I mean, just when the impeachment trial looked like it was all going President Trump's way, suddenly there's a huge pothole in the middle of the road. It takes the form of a book written by the president's former national security advisor, John Bolton. Remember, a very hawkish presence at Donald Trump's side until he was dismissed last September. His memoir contains a bombshell. He says that as late as August of last year, the president ordered him to withhold millions of dollars in assistance from Ukraine, unless and until the government in Kiev dug up dirt on former Vice President Joe Biden. This is a first-hand claim of conversations with the president and facts that the White House continues to deny.
That's just not true. The president did nothing wrong, and we stand by exactly what we've been saying all along.
That's White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham speaking on Fox News, one of only a handful of pro-Trump news organizations on which she now appears.
The timing of all of this is very, very suspect. You know, our team just went on Saturday and in 2 hours undid all of the hours and hours and 24 hours that the Dems did in the Senate trial. And it's very clear the president did nothing wrong. And then suddenly this manuscript has magically appeared in the hands of the New York Times, making very, very big claims.
Very, very big claims that it's apparent President Trump's own National Security Council officials have known about for the last month, because the manuscript was sent to them for routine security vetting. The White House insists they didn't share Mr. Bolton's manuscript with members of President Trump's inner circle, a claim that many here in Washington doubt. But either way, Republicans in the Senate, currently sitting as jurors in President Trump's trial, ended up reading about Mr. Bolton's claims in the newspapers, and some of them say they feel blindsided by the very man whose presidency they are being urged to save.
It's increasingly apparent that it would be important to hear from John Bolton.
That is former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. He'd been sitting on the fence about whether he was going to betray the White House and side with Democrats who want to hear witnesses called during the trial. Now he's indicating that there are others out there minded to join him in making the move.
I think at this stage it's pretty fair to say that John Bolton has a relevant testimony. I think it's increasingly likely that other Republicans will join those of us who think we should hear from John Bolton.
He was absolutely right. Moments later, another moderate, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, said Mr. Bolton's claims strengthen the case for witnesses and have prompted a number of conversations about Republicans, a clear indication of extensive Senate Republican anxiety. And where there is Republican anxiety, there are jubilant Democrats. Their leader, Senator Charles Schumer.
This is stunning. It goes right to the heart of the charges against the president. Ambassador Bolton essentially confirms the president committed the offenses charged in the first article of impeachment. It boils down to one thing. We have a witness with firsthand evidence of the president's actions for which he is on trial. He is ready and willing to testify. How can Senate Republicans not vote to call that witness and request his documents?
And the problem, of course, that Senate Republicans face is that John Bolton's claims completely undercut the defense of the president that the White House has so far offered. And they make life extraordinarily difficult for the president's lawyers, who are about to stand up and continue offering their defense of his conduct at the trial. Does this overturn the apple cart completely? Probably not, but it puts the trial on a very uncertain course, exactly the kind of path that Republicans had hoped to avoid, because, Tom, they know that surprises are definitely not going to be President Trump's friend in this particular process.
Live from the US, very busy, Simon Marks.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.